Good morning, everybody. This is Chad from the East Palestine First Church of Christ. I am the youth and young adult minister here, and I hope that you guys have been enjoying the daily devotions as we've been putting them up. And this will add to that collection. This is for Wednesday, April 1st. I would just like to say before I begin with the devotion that if you guys have any prayer request, anything that you would like to say about just anything in general or any of these devotions that we're doing, or if you guys just want to have somebody to talk to, that's fine as well. You can reach me at the church at any time, and you can also email me at chad@cosep.org. That's Chad, C-H-A-D, at cosep, C-O-C-E-P, .org. So as we get going with this devotion today, I would just like to state that my devotion today is going to be coming directly from a book. None of the work is my own. It will be coming from the authors of a book. And this is called The 1 Year Uncommon Life Daily Challenge. It is written by Tony Dungy and Nathan Whitaker and is published by Tyndale. You can get this book on pretty much anywhere, especially on any of the major sites that you can get. And it's a fantastic little book that walks us day by day through little devotions that can help focus us for the morning. Today's devotion that Tony and Nathan are going to go through is about faith, and they've entitled it A Refuge Anywhere, Anytime. And they started off by reading from Psalm 46:1 that says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help us in times of trouble. Is it just me, or have you noticed there are a lot of verses in the Bible that mention God comforting us, giving us peace, or helping us? Sometimes life seems to buffet us. It's almost like God knew those days would come, and so to help us deal with them, he inspired the psalmist to pen the words of Psalm 46. He knew there would be days when employees would abandon us, when family members let us down, when friends are nowhere to be found. He knew there would be days when we were within a whisper of a breeze of losing all hope, where the clouds had set in and the sunshine no longer seemed to shine on our lives. And the psalmist dared to proclaim, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble, so we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam, let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. It's verses 1 through 3. The world has certainly seen its share of surging waters, roaring oceans, and crumbling mountains lately. Whether we have been in the midst of a natural disaster or not, I think that if we reflect upon our own lives, we'd have to admit that we have experienced plenty of tumultuous and raging storms of all kinds. And yet, we went through them knowing that God is there to be our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in all our times of need. Do you believe it? What have you been in the midst of this past week? What are you facing that you are certain you cannot overcome or get around or through? What tragedy has hit that you never saw coming? What will you do with your child who seems to have lost his or her way? Let me suggest that today and every day you turn to the one who truly is your refuge and strength and always ready to help in times of trouble, God the Father Almighty. He will free you from all your fears. The writing points us to Psalm 34:4, where it says, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. At the bottom of the devotion, Tony and Nathan put what's called an uncommon key. They put, don't worry about wearing out the promise of Psalm 46:1. God is and will be our refuge and strength, no matter what we face. Claim that promise today. I could not agree more with Tony and Nathan. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and to have this devotion with you. Again, we thank you for this church and the people that know how to make this technology work so that we can reach out to our people in times of distance. Lord, we pray for the coronavirus, that your will be done, and if it be your will, that the coronavirus goes away and that we can all remain safe. I pray that you bring our church back together again. Lord, I pray that you help us as we can continue to go through these fears every day, these worries every day of what the next day will hold, what the next news conference will tell us. Lord, I pray that you calm our fears, calm our worries, and help push us forward each day, but especially to the end of this one. Give us the strength that we don't know that we necessarily have, and help us to find that strength in you. We love you, and we thank you, and we ask this all in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen.